Shalom, everybody! In the beginning of Parshas Matos, the Torah tells us how important it is to keep our commitments, to keep the vows that we make. The Torah says in Perek Lamed Pasuk Gimel, if a person makes an oath or a vow, lo yachel devaro kechol hayotze mipiv yaseh. When a person makes a vow, they should keep their word and do whatever they promise to do. But what exactly does the Torah mean when it says lo yachel devaro? We must do everything that we promise to do. But what does lo yachel devaro mean? Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, says that the word yachel comes from the word chulin, unholy, profane. And the Torah therefore is saying that when a person makes a neder lo yachel devaro, that means, according to Rashi, lo ya'ase devaro chulin. Don't turn your otherwise holy words into something that's profane or unholy by not fulfilling your vow. When you speak, you have the ability to turn those words into something kadosh. So don't profane that kedusha by acting as if those words have no meaning. Keep your word, keep your commitments, and keep the kedusha of your words. That's Rashi. Rashi's grandson, the Rashbam, Rav Shmuel ben Meir, who died in 1174, says that the word yachel comes from the word to wait. For example, when Noach was in the Teva and he sent out the dove to see if the flood waters had decreased, the dove returned. And then the Torah says in Bereishis, Perek Ches, Pasuk Yud, Vayachel od shivas yamim acherim. Noach waited another 7 days, etc. So the word yachel comes from the word to wait. And the pasuk therefore means that when a person promises to do something, lo yachel devaro, they shouldn't wait, they shouldn't delay. Do what you promised and do it quickly. Who knows what's going to be in the future? A commitment is a commitment. So just do it now, lo yachel devaro. That's the Rashbam, other Mefarshim agree. Another beautiful explanation comes from HaRav Moshe ben Chamu. Rav Moshe ben Chamu died in 1707. He was a tremendous Talmud Chacham. He was one of the early Torah leaders in the town of Sefru in Morocco. It's about 60 kilometers southeast of Fez. I saw this in a Sefer written by Rav Moshe Vanunu. It was written in the year 2010, and the Sefer is called Chachmei Ugeone Morocco. It's in Chelek Beis there on page 332. He quotes Rav Ben Chamu as saying the following: whenever a person is inspired to do a mitzvah and they decide to make a neder, a vow, a malach, a heavenly angel, is created to defend this person, to help them. However, until the vow is fulfilled, that malach has nothing to do. Their power is diminished, weakened. The malach can't defend us, can't help us. It's too weak to help us, so to speak. And it doesn't get its strength until the vow is fulfilled. And that's how Rav Ben Chamu explains the pasuk. The word yachel comes from the word choli, weakness, infirmity. When a person makes a vow, lo yachel devaro, don't make your words weak. Don't make your words frail. Don't let your words, which started with so much strength and so much power with that vow, fulfill that vow immediately. And don't let your words, lo yachel devaro, don't let your words create weakness. And finally, there was a beautiful explanation of Rav Yosef Gabay. Rav Yosef Gabay died in 1943. He was a Rosh Yeshiva. He was the head of the Beis Din in a city called Boujad in Morocco. It's about 175 kilometers southeast of Casablanca. Rav Gabay says in his Sefer Bigdei Sheish on Parshas Matos on page Peivav, he says that the word yachel comes from the word liyachel, which means to long for something, to yearn for something, to wish for something. And that's what the pasuk means. When a person makes a vow, lo yachel devaro, don't just sit there and yearn for it to happen. Don't just fold your arms and wait for it to happen. Do something. Take action. Lo yachel devaro. It won't happen on its own. You made a commitment. Now take care of it. See it it through until the end. So however we understand the words Lo Yachel Dvaro, and we've seen a number of ways to explain these words, one thing is clear. Our words, our speech, what we say has meaning. And we have to weigh our words very carefully. The ability to speak is a tremendous gift from Hashem, a gift that separates us from all living things on earth. And we have to cherish that gift and treat it with the Kedusha with which it was given. Have an amazing day, everyone!